Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. The tax deadline is approaching. Take a small action for your future and talk to your financial broker about a Zurich pension.
The new National Children's Hospital may not start seeing patients until 2026. The Public Accounts Committee was told today the new substantial completion date for the hospital will be the 29th of October next year. And after that, it will take at least 6 months to fit out the hospital. But it's possible it may run into 2026. Our reporter Una Kelly has more detail on this. Una, this has been a long, long running saga. You might remind us of the background.
Yes, Cormac. Well, way back in 1993, a single children's hospital for Dublin was first proposed. And then in 2006, the Madder campus was picked as the site. But there were some objections and planning permission for that site was then refused. There was a new planning application put in for a site at St James's Hospital in 2015 with the first estimated price of €650 million and a completion date of 2020. Planning permission for that was then granted. But then the next year, some serious concerns began to emerge about the costs of the project. In 2019, then, there was a report by PwC that confirmed the cost could rise to about €1.7 billion due to the underestimation of costs, the cost of delays, some higher building standards, and the effect of VAT. And then in 2020, we hit the COVID years, so construction keeps being paused and resumed. Then there's hyperinflation in the construction market, which pushes the costs on higher. The government then has refused at that time to put a final cost on the project, but did expect more increases. And the date for delivery and commencement of services then keeps on changing. And then earlier this year, the oversight body for developing the hospital said the construction company for the hospital, BAM, is behind on the programme, and in the summer work had to stop on 11 of the 22 operating theatres due to an issue with air circulation systems that added more delays and costs.
Okay, so a lot of twists and turns. And today the Public Accounts Committee heard, Una, that there's a new opening date for the hospital, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So the new substantial completion date for when builders move off site is now 29th of October 2024, but then it will take at least 6 months for the hospital to be fitted. But that new deadline for completion did come with somewhat of a caveat. David Gunning, he's the head of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, which oversees the project. He was before the committee, and when he was asked to guarantee that the work would be finished and the hospital handed over in October 2024, he said, "I can't. This is BAM's project." That's the construction firm. David Gunning said that they do have assurances from BAM that they will hit the October 2024 target. And then Sinn Féin TD Imelda Munster asked if he was taking the construction company at their word, and here's what he said in response to that.
What they are saying to us is that their commitment, is there.
And you're taking that
program
as genuine.
Well, I think the optimism has been beaten out of all of us in relation to this project, right? Just to be absolutely clear. But at times, you know, when you do have that kind of an interaction with someone, you like to be able to say, I think, you know, they're serious about this. But as I responded to Deputy Murphy's point, there remain challenges in getting this across the line. I think our focus is now, how can we assist and support getting and building certainty and confidence in that date?
That was David Gunning there. So even if that October target is met, the committee also heard the hospital won't open until possibly summer 2025. Children's Health Ireland said that the commissioning period, that means the period where the hospital is being fitted out, could take 6 to 9 months. And when the committee chair, Sinn Féin TD Brian Stanley, suggested that maybe early 2026 might be a more plausible date for the hospital to open, David Gunning accepted this was a possibility.
Okay, so 2026. Is a possibility. The committee also asked, Una, about final costs for the hospital.
Yeah, so the capital budget for the project is €1.43 billion, and there's €71 million remaining in that budget. But David Gunning today warned the committee that's going to run out at the end of the year. A Department of Health official who was at the committee expressed his hope the cabinet will get an update on the total costings by early November. And when Labour TD Alan Kelly asked those present at the committee if they disagreed with his suggestion that the ultimate bill will be substantially more than €2 billion, he was met with silence, as we can hear now.
It was in February 2019, I think it was. I asked the then Secretary General
would this come in under, this whole project come in under 2 billion? And I said I didn't believe, he couldn't give an answer. I said it would go over 2 billion. That was nearly 5 years ago. Not clairvoyant or anything, and other issues. But this is going to come in substantially over 2 billion. If anyone in the room would like to contradict that, please tell me now. As I expected.
Well, there you have it. Alan Kelly there, ending that report by Una Kelly. And we can speak now to Dr. Paul Davis, who's a lecturer in the DCU School of Business and an expert in procurement. Dr. Paul Davis, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
What is your reaction to that?
Probably not surprising at this stage. I'm now looking, and I think when I looked at the time frame that's in place, we're probably looking at March 2026 at the earliest for seeing probably real admissions starting. The biggest issue, though, that we have, and really it came out today, was not just in terms of the first builds in terms of completion, but actually the acknowledgement that we're not going to really start planning the commissioning of it until we get that fixed point in. Mm-hmm. So if you think about it, we won't, until we know we're actually finished building, we're not even going to plan on getting the commissioning in. And I think the head of the CHI made it very clear it's going to take a period of time to integrate all these services together. Tala went through this by bringing in the Mead, the Adelaide and the CHI previously. We're now going to try bring three cultures of three different children's hospitals together and try to do that in a very short period of time. I think we're looking at another 12 to 36 months before we're really operational inside post the leaving date. In other words, post that completion date. And that's March 26. So it could even go further than that, yes, before we're fully operational and before we see children being admitted.
So what does that tell you then in terms of what do you expect? We're running out of time here, unfortunately. What do you expect in terms of, ironically, timeline and cost, final cost?
Timeline, the earliest that we're going to see anything happen in terms of commissioning, probably March 2026. Probably more likely towards the end of 2026 before listening to what was said today, before we see real admissions and actually confidence that the hospital is up and running. Costs, I don't disagree. I think I've been estimating 2.4 billion and I wouldn't still move off that figure at this point.
Okay, Dr. Paul Davis of DCU, thank you very much indeed.